Thank you, Femi. And, you know, there's this term, post-racial. It's a phrase some people use to characterize the Obama era, a time when we were supposed to move beyond prejudices that divided our community. Yeah, right. That's essentially what some people have said since the election of the first black president. More people now are questioning the post-racial paradigm after one of the top African-American scholars was arrested at his own home in Cambridge, Massachusetts. His name is Henry Louis Gates, Jr. Friends call him Skip. In addition to teaching at Harvard, he also runs the prominent online publication, TheRoot.com, which is part of the Slate and Washington Post families. While the charges against Gates have been dropped, questions about race are front and center. With us now, Paul Butler, a former federal prosecutor, law professor at George Washington University, also the author of Let's Get Free, A Hip-Hop Theory of Justice. Welcome back. And we've got David Wall Rice, philosophy professor at Morehouse College. Welcome to both of you. Paul, let's go over the background. Gates says that last Thursday, he was locked out of his house. He and his driver pushed against the door of his own home until it opened. Then the police arrived. Gates says he showed ID as a homeowner and as a Harvard professor. Then, documented in a photograph, he was handcuffed and led from his home on charges he was disorderly. This is what a spokesperson for the Cambridge police had to say yesterday.
Our position is very firmly that race did not play any factor at all in the arrest of Professor Gates.
Now, Paul, do you think that race was part of the issue?
Of course. Again, we've thought about driving while black and walking while black. This is just being at your home while black. But there's no way, Farai, that if it had been a white Harvard law professor, especially someone of Mr. Gates' distinction, and even his carriage. The man is in his 50s. He uses a cane. There's no way he would have been treated like this if he were a white man.
All right, David Wall Rice, you're a philosophy professor at Morehouse, historically black men's college. You actually have written on our blog at thetakeaway.org that you don't find Professor Gates' arrest to be surprising. Why not?
No, not at all. I'm a psychology professor, just for clarity. But no, it's not surprising at all. I think the surprise for me is really the surprise of it all. I mean, he's a black man in America, and I think that, you know, this post-racial society and this, you know, Ture wrote on the Daily Beast this morning, this kind of kumbaya attitude really is, it doesn't exist. And so I think that this is bringing a lot of kind of attention to, you know, things that have persisted for black males in particular for since forever.
All right. Well, you know, like everywhere else, our listeners are paying attention to this. Here's one perspective from Naqib.
The police officer said that he was being charged with disorderly conduct because of his loud and tumultuous behavior in a public space. I really thought, come on, I mean, a man's home is now deemed a public space. That doesn't sound right. Only, I suppose, if you're a man of a certain complexion, I think, does your Fourth Amendment right to be secure in your property mean that little.
All right, David, what about, you know, not just being in your home while black, but being in your home while brown? Does anyone else really experience this the way that black men do?
I don't think so. I mean, I really don't. I think that, you know, I think there's a special type of threat to the patriarchy that black males kind of present. I mean, and I think that, you know, the juxtaposition of the black male image against the white male image since the time of slavery, you know, emasculating black males and, you know, the physical abuse that's visited on black males is something that unfortunately has made its way into the enforcement industry, as it were. And so I think black males are particularly salient examples and kind of hallmarks for how black people are treated in the United States. But I think that the treatment of black males is very unique. Dave Chappelle might say it's a special kind of racism that's visited on us.
All right, Paul Butler, again, you're a former federal prosecutor. You wrote this book, Let's Get Free, A Hip-Hop Theory of Justice. We talked to you about it. It's controversial. You yourself have had an unpleasant cross incident with the law. Can you just tell us quickly about it?
Well, which one, Farai?
The one you lead your book
with. I know
with.
The one you're referring to. You know, it was basically got arrested for a crime that I didn't commit. It was a silly little misdemeanor, a Fred and Barney dispute about a parking space. But my real crime, like Skip's, was being an uppity black man in front of a cop. You know, the police jokingly refer to that as contempt of cop. And what you get charged with officially is disorderly conduct. But David is right. The police engage in these kind of who's the man masculinity contest. And, you know, there are things you can do if you don't want to get locked up. You can not look them in the eye. You can be deferential. But sometimes when you're a black man who's tried to do the right thing all your life and you end up still getting treated like a you-know-what, you do get loud and tumultuous.
We also had Representative Carolyn Maloney, who's trying to run for the U.S. Senate seat vacated by Hillary Clinton, using the N-word in a retelling of an anecdote. It's also been a little bracing on that level. Before we wrap up, again, just very quickly, I want to ask both of you. Princeton Professor Melissa Harris-Lacewell, who's been on our air as well, said this is what we should take from the incident. I watched the police handcuff American possibility. Is it really that deep, David Walrice?
I do think it's that deep, but I don't think that it's something that can't be fixed or negotiated. But I think the thing that becomes important is for us really speak truth to power and to recognize what's going on. You know, the idea that Skip Gates was arrested is really not a big deal in the scheme of things. He said in his statement that, you know, he was one of over a million black males who was arrested or jailed last week. And he's one of a million. So it's great that we're paying attention to it. But we really have to do something about it. We have to be pragmatic and practical about and how we address and appreciate what's going on with black males and black people in the United States.
Okay, Paul, just a quick bit.
Yeah, you know, I agree. Skip Gates and I, with our excellent lawyers and our middle class privilege, we're going to be just fine. But the larger concern is our young brothers, statistically, who can expect they're going to have the same kind of experience that we had, and they don't have our same access to resources. So God help them.
All right. We are definitely going to be watching this story. Just speaking with Paul Butler, law professor at George Washington University, author of Let's Get Free, A Hip-Hop Theory of Justice, and David Walrice, associate professor of psychology at Morehouse College. Lynn?
Right. It's amazing. Those are not great expectations to be having, I might add. Another issue we are going to be following all day is President Obama's news conference later tonight to sell his health care plan, among other things. You can follow our own Todd Zwillick on Twitter as he covers the debate. Sign up for his feed at thetakeaway.org.
All right, we are turning the mic to you. What would you ask the president if given the chance tonight?
You're 6 months into your presidency. Everybody says your numbers are low. They're attacking health care. They're not happy about the economy. Where did you think you would be 6 months into your first term as President of the United States? And where do you think you'll be 6 months from now?
All right. Tell us your question at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. We really want to hear what you have to say. What would you ask the president? 877-8-MY-TAKE.
And one of the... I'm unsure.
Yes, I'm unsure. I'm Farai Judea.
The Takeaway is supported by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information at knightfoundation.org. The Rockefeller Foundation and its campaign for American workers. More at rockfound.org. And by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.